Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, what is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake coming at ya like Cleopatra coming at ya. Luis J. Gomez, real ass dude, hanging out with my best friend's attitude.
89 more minutes and I can go home.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Hanging in studio, as always, international superstar Zach Amico.
Hello.
What up, motherfucker?
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Do you still have music in your head right now?
Yes, in my head.
Yeah, Zach's still bopping. It's okay. Also, Chris Tinkle, the fucking curmudgeon, is here.
How's it going, guys?
That's a great word, curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon, yeah.
I thought it was some sort of sea creature for years, and then I found out that it was Chris Tinkle.
Oh, motherfucker.
What was it?
Dropped.
Oh, if it cracked, I'll be so happy.
It probably did.
I realized, I was saying this to Zach on the walk over here from the train, that I get annoyed with your curmudgeon-y, angry, kind of disassociated attitude toward the show, but I realized to the fans of the show, it's probably good. They probably like that.
I think so, yeah.
He's not a good foil.
Yeah, not everyone could come in with the same type of fucking positivity that me and Zach come in with every week.
It's not like a put-on either. Because
yeah, it's you.
Because no, it's not put on. Because last week you said
that's the face you have to see in the mirror to act like that.
You said something like about like, oh yeah, you're just gonna go on here and describe movies for dude. That's bothered me for like 7 days. So it's not fake. It's not a put on.
No, I know. But that if it was up to you,
that was no, would it?
You're great. Can I say this? You're actually a great. You're a great comedian. You're a great broadcaster. But this is really who Chris Tinkle is.
Yes.
And you do know that if I left you to your own devices and you were lead hosting a show, it would devolve into shitty movie talk and pro wrestling talk.
If that was what the show was, yes. But if that's not what the show is,
if then I left you to your own devices, you need somebody like me to lead you to gold.
Dude, motherfucker, the only movies you mentioned are like
also in studio. We have from the Shame On podcast. Very excited to have back. It's been a long time. Been a very long time. Karen Feehan joins the show.
Hi, guys.
Karen. Have you seen that movie, Moonlight?
Yeah. Why does my hair look like that?
No, because there's like three black dudes, and I figure it's up your alley. Follows three black guys.
There you go.
One of them's queer.
There you go. I think you get a lot of shit for banging black dudes, but you told me you haven't banged that many black guys.
Oh, yeah. I lied to you.
Okay, never mind. That was while I was crying and yelling at you.
I only know about
how many black guys have you banged.
I only know
an act of deceit from old Amistad pussy.
I only know Karen based on whatever horrible shit Zach has said during a roast.
Yeah.
So that's all, that's like what I think of her.
Well, yeah, that's my biography.
Karen, do me a favor, move a little bit more toward closer to Tinkle.
I can only hear you in one ear. It's like my nightmare.
What, yeah, why is only one of her ears working,
no,
Shannon?
No, it's not Shannon's fault.
It is. It's always Shannon's fault.
It should
be known. Look, welcome to the show, guys. Please join along on the chat if you're watching live. I'm going to be reading chats more. I don't read enough chats.
I don't think you read enough, period.
I don't read enough, period. That is also a good point.
You were so surprised. You were the only person who was like, you found out last about the cell phone reception thing, and you posted about it on Facebook.
The cell phone, that is the thing.
Everybody knew about that. Everybody had been talking about it. Everybody had not, like, I couldn't believe you posted that on Facebook.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I get
right?
I get good cell phone reception.
That's really funny, actually.
Hey, God, did anybody notice their phone? Like, I was like, is he serious?
Yeah, Luis, I'm actually reading this right now on the subway. That's how I knew about it.
If you're not from New York City,
he meant the Subway sandwich shop he steals Wi-Fi from.
Either way.
Listen to me. If you're not from New York City, you know, here's the deal. When you go underground, your cell phone service usually dips out. Okay.
And it's annoying. Like, we are in a culture where we are addicted to our cell phones. We have our noses pressed right up against our phones at all times. And when you go underground, what happens? What do? You're left to your own devices. Nobody wants that. I don't want to connect with people on the subway.
No.
That's the time when you need your cell phone to work.
I got called a bitch today. I mean, yeah, this morning on the subway.
Yeah.
Because there was a...
Guaranteed, they were right.
All right, listen. There was an old lady who had a cane, and I leaned over, and I was like, none of you are going to fucking get up for her. And then, like, finally...
And then she called you a bitch. She's like, shut up, bitch.
She hit me.
Yeah.
She was super old. Finally, one guy got up, and he moved for her, and she moved over. But I quickly, like, cut her off and sat in their seat.
Wait, what? No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. No, you didn't. But the guy walked by me and called me a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a fucking bitch. I was like, none of you are going to get up. She had a cane.
Were you sitting, though?
No, I was standing. Okay, That's why I was able to do it.
Yeah, if you were sitting, that would be even more hilarious.
I think I could have done pulled that off, too.
Yeah.
Just been like, none of you are going to get up for her? I'm not.
Yeah.
Why would I, though?
That's the thing. Like, it's not the law, right? Because it says, you know.
It's not a law.
Being nice to people?
Well, no, on the subway,
it's the golden rule.
It says on certain seats, it's reserved for elderly and disabled people.
Right. But
does that mean legally that if there's a person that comes in, they're all fucking hobbling, that I have to get up and give them my seat legally?
I don't think so.
The same way, like, parking spots are, like, legally.
So. I don't think that there's any way that they, like, you can prove that.
Yeah.
Because to some people, I would be handicapped and I could sit there. Anytime I want to.
I'll tell you right now, I got a glimpse into what it's like to be a lady or an old person or a handicapped person, because I put them all in the same category.
Yeah, lady?
Yeah, lady. Because when you have a baby, people will give you their seats.
Yeah.
So I'll come in with my son. Like, he's four now. I'm not even supposed to carry him, but I know that that's how to get a seat, so I'll pick him up, his big ass up. And he's like, Dad, put me down. What are we doing? He's having a full conversation with me, and I just want to get a seat, so I have this huge body in my arms. Works every time.
I never understood that.
What, giving up a seat for a man?
Yeah, like, it's a little kid. You have, like, fucking fresh legs. I mean, they can stand.
I've done it before. If I see, like a woman, like, struggling with, like, multiple kids, I'm like, ugh, just sit down. Shut up. You're so loud. All of them.
Women get it even if it's just a woman. I watch it happen all the time. It's crazy to me. I'll be on a subway that's packed, and then just a woman will get on.
Yeah.
Like you. Like, it'll be Karen. She'll just walk on. And then some dude will be like, m'lady, would you like my seat? Are you out of your fucking mind?
But you don't
dude,
see
I
our
always
faces.
Want to yell out, dude, she's not going to fuck you. Yes. She's not going to fuck you, dude.
But the face we make before we get it says we might.
Yeah.
Come on. Thanks.
It's so, yeah. Dude, that is, have I ever seen privilege in my life? Just a woman. Just a woman. And a dude
wouldn't
just...
you use that, though? Like, I did it last night. I work with this guy. We have to, like, close these big, heavy gates. There's this awning that's super... Everything is really hard to do. And I just looked at this guy that I work with. I was like, can you just... Anyway, he did all of it.
I know. I would
did
use
you see
it,
that
too.
She just did. Yeah. Her, like, shoulders went back. Her, like, fucking titties went up. And she, like, shrugged and looked all sad.
Thank you, Tinkle.
That's great.
She's like a transformer.
But when he did it, he looked like an ogre. He's like,
well, that's why no one wants to help me. Yeah, that's why everyone looks at me and go, no, fuck face. Hey, Cro-Magnon, why don't you do your own shit? You guys
are you shitting yourself
time.
Right now?
Yeah.
But that's a crazy thing. Most people, here's the move as well. When you're on the subway, right? Even with old ladies, it depends how old. They have to look like they're in pain walking.
Yeah.
Right? If you're that old and you're out using public transportation in the winter.
Any
right?
type of contraption, if you have a walker, if you have a scooter, if you have a wheelchair, whatever. You can.
If you're not.
Well, if you have a wheelchair, I don't think you need a seat.
All right, Zach, stop being so particular about the examples flying out of my face.
But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like an old person has to have some sort of disability or has to need the seat. It's not just being fucking older. What if I had a bad day and my legs hurt?
Oh, get up. Get the fuck up.
You know?
Yeah. If an old person, yeah, get up for an old person.
I think
person.
The hardest thing to do is try to tell how old Asians are.
Right.
Because sometimes you'll see, like, oh, that's an old Asian lady.
Yeah.
She's like 32. She's 32.
Yeah. That's a child.
She sits next to you, opens her backpack. She has all these little shoes. She's like, you want to buy these?
The subway, now you get service. This is what they did. They changed something. I don't even know what it is. You know, guess the news, Shannon.
Sorry.
Why not pay attention, Shannon?
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right. Apparently they did something. Everyone knows about it except for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. They changed some sort of cellular service.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the service that they changed? Okay. They put towers downstairs.
They just like connect at the stops better now.
You know what I thought they should have done? And I really, and this is, maybe this is just me being stupid, but I bet you this would have worked, right?
Impossible. Go ahead.
Why don't you just drill holes from the subway up to the fucking air? Just like a fucking a hole. Wouldn't that hole allow the cellular service to come down?
I think the way that like the subway is structured has it's like underground, like it might collapse if you try to do something like that.
And then you'd have to cut holes in the actual subway car also.
Have you ever built a subway system?
No. They don't. The cellular service doesn't work as you're running through the tunnels.
No, it dips out. But if you're on Pandora, they're not going to cut your song off. Thank you, Pandora.
But that's been for a long time. Pandora. Pandora fucking. That, yeah, of course.
Mine always gets cut off.
I always listen to Pandora on the subway.
That's one thing that MetroPCS must have above the iPhone because mine cuts out. Do you guys?
First of all, it's not above the iPhone. The iPhone is not exclusively not to MetroPCS. You get an iPhone on MetroPCS.
I don't know why you're screaming at me. Your phone?
Yes, that is a superior thing about MetroPCS, and everyone should go get a MetroPCS phone. You can listen to Pandora all the live long day. I listen to Pandora.
Like Spotify guys? What are you?
I was doing sleep scopes. I would turn my Periscope on as I went to sleep, and for 8 hours, it would just fucking scope me, just wasting data.
Yeah.
And I would, and people that don't have MetroPCS, all of you assholes, I'm assuming you look at me the same way that poor kids would look at people just wasting food if they were to walk into Central Africa.
You get everything late. You're like you got Bumble later, and like I'm sure there's other examples I can't think of.
What? But it was just because it was an Android. It has nothing to do with the actual service.
What?
Karen.
Whatever.
Yeah. So. But that's the point of all of this is you need to be distracted on the subway. And that's why I'm glad that they're giving you service now.
Oh, dude, if I don't have my headphones, I fucking panic.
Yeah.
Like, I freak out. If my battery's dipping or if I leave my headphones at home, I have a panic attack.
No, if my battery dies, which has happened, or my phone, my screen broke altogether
for a few days,
and I bought a newspaper. It was crazy. It was crazy.
I wouldn't even know where to fucking buy a newspaper. Dude, when you said that, I was like, where do you buy a newspaper at? I wouldn't even know where to get one.
Newspaper stand.
Where are those at? Where are those? In the subway?
All over the fucking place,
I almost fit in one.
Yeah, it's true.
I got shoved in one night when I was wasted.
Did the guy try to rape you?
It was my friends. It was my girlfriend's. It was my idea.
Did they try to rape you?
All right.
She's talking about one of the little newspaper boxes.
Yeah, like when Maggie Simpson got stuck in.
Yeah, not an actual newspaper stand.
Yeah.
Wow, like a magazine stand?
Which, by the way, Karen is to a newspaper box as Zach is to a newspaper stand.
Yeah. Good analogy.
Zach saw one time I got stuck in a newspaper stand. I was like surrounded by snacks and Snapples.
He got bigger. He got bigger as the night went on because he just kept on feeding himself.
It was a nightmare.
Jujubes.
I took the shape of it.
Holy shit. I think I'm dying. I saw a thing yesterday about a superbug. This is what happens, right? Ugh. I'm in the subway, or not? I was in a cab, and on the screen comes it. Just I'm just kind of barely paying attention. It just says superbug, something. First person dies somewhere, and I'm going like I know like if this was a movie, the shot of me just like looking at myself and not paying attention to the screen with the superbug would be the opening scene about a movie where the world's about to end.
Oh yeah, like you change the channel.
Yeah, like I'm just, I don't give a fuck. It's like, you know, superbug kills fucking one person in Nevada. And I didn't give a fuck. What did that person die? Can you look up what's going on with the Superbug, Shannon? While we do our plugs, look up what's going on with
the
Superbug.
That's really funny. It's all up on the TV, and then you open up your laptop and start jacking off to like you porn.
Yeah.
And it's like blaring the thing, but you have your headphones on, and you're quietly.
Corpses are rising from the dead.
I'm not going to come to you, stupid. Click. Click.
Good song. This is the end. I'm doing yoga after this with Karen. So this kind of reminds me of yoga.
Ching. Is that what they call it now?
Yeah. He does a little.
We're going to do hot yoga.
Vinyasa.
You're going to be in pain. I'm looking. It's not vinyasa. It's like Bikram.
I'm going to call it vinyasa. Then I'm going to be like, am I doing some vinyasa? Ching, ching, ching,
don't
ching.
Do that. Please don't do that. It's going to be ching, so embarrassing. Ching, please. Ching.
Are we doing yoga?
This is the end.
What are we?
How long do I have to do yoga before my arms and legs stretch?
I know, I'm just picturing the very first pose is like.
This is how I fire Karen. I just play the song. So you're no longer on the network. Shame on. You guys have been doing okay.
That'd be so cool.
No, you guys are doing great. Karen, obviously, plug Shame On. Check that show out every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. But what else? Anything to plug?
I don't know. Just follow me on Twitter. Check me out on Reddit. I'm really popular there.
It's true.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love her. Chris Tinkle.
What's up? Oh, Karen, are you going to be on the new episode of that Fat Girl show?
No, they'll never have me back for like multiple reasons. A, she hates me. B, I probably like violated my contract or whatever.
Yeah, it's supposed to be reality, and then she went on a bunch of podcasts. She's like, it's not real. It's all scripted. Yeah, here's the script they gave me.
No, I didn't. It's not scripted. It's just like, it's all set up.
It's all horseshit.
Tinkle, what do you got to plug?
Hammer Fisting today. We'll be talking about BJ Penn. You know, he tried to make a comeback. It didn't really work out. No. And then what we were talking about, they just announced some cool fight for UFC in Brooklyn next month. Anderson Silva is going to be there, so we'll be talking about that. Cool. So,
Zachy.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat at Zach Amico. And link is up for tickets to come see Roast Battle 2 in L.A. So if you want to get tickets, if you're listening live, I'm on the taping on Sunday. It's at the House of Blues.
Congratulations, Zach Amico, in the finals for Roast Battle. So fucking proud of you, brother. Like, seriously, man. I want to talk about that in a second.
Do you know who you're battling yet?
Yeah, but I can't say.
You can't?
I know who's battling, too. We were talking about it in the car. We went to Detroit, me, Zach, Nick Mullen, and Dave, and it's going to be fucking great. I heard some of Zach's jokes already. It's fucking great. Really good. Guys, if you are listening to this live, this Saturday night, January 21st, 8 p.m., myself, Dave Smith, Miami, at the Open Stage Club. Go to havenotscomedy.com. Grab your tickets if you want to check out me and Dave headlining in Miami. Also, rumor has it we're doing a live podcast at a secret undisclosed location with a secret guest who can't be named just yet. We're going to give all that information out probably on Friday. But get your tickets now to the stand-up show, because if you come to that, I promise you right now, it's going to cost you almost nothing to come to the podcast if you want to do that as well. Is Big J docking in Miami that day? He is, right? That's weird. That's weird that he'll be in Miami that day, and we're doing a podcast.
I think you said last week he was going to be on.
Shut the fuck up, Tinkle.
You said last week he's going to be
Shut
on it.
Shut the fuck up, Tinkle.
Fucking moron, dude. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so grumpy. Jesus Christ.
Like, he really is one of the grumpiest people I've ever met.
I just point out facts, and that happened.
I was here for 10 minutes, and Tinkle was just up against the wall, like ignoring me. I addressed it twice. He's
no,
like,
Tinkle
I just,
has like a social disorder.
Yeah.
Also, guys, check out the other shows on the network. Obviously, GasDigitalNetwork.com, home to all of the best shows in the world.
We don't know who we're shaving tomorrow. We really should figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Not live in real time.
I don't
on
know.
My
that
show.
Might be fun. Let's talk about it. Who do you think?
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. Zach, very proud of you. Here's the thing I was thinking about this, right? Because, Zach, you and I, it's kind of funny. Like, both of us, all of us, every one of us, we're kind of like, except for Tinkle, because Tinkle's been doing comedy for like 40 years. But we've all been kind of growing up, like, on these podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've been listening to me on Legion of Skanks or even Realize Podcast, this podcast has been around for a few years now, right? But like Legion of Skanks has been around for over 5 years. You listened to me, I think, get my first credit, like the first time I was ever on TV, like literally everything from having absolutely nothing to kind of, and I don't have that much now, but it's kind of an interesting thing to kind of watch guys go from being people who are struggling and barely doing anything and never on any, you know, not having any credits or kind of really just trying to break their way into the game and watching them from the beginning of their career to, you know, ideally you're going to just continuously watch us grow. And I, with you particularly, Zach, it's kind of funny because they watch you grow from being somebody who's doing open mics, like literally hosting an open mic at the stand, to now you made your Comedy Central debut. You had to go to the finals on Roast Battle. You're kind of blossoming into a career, and it's kind of happening in real time. And I think that's the first time in like history that you kind of watch that with comedians. Like, people didn't watch Bill Burr's first 10 years of comedy. And I think if you did, you would have a little bit more appreciation for the guys that are on this level that are doing it, because Bill Burr wasn't always a fucking superstar. Didn't always have it easy, you know?
Yeah.
There should be a show called Podcast Diaries.
Yeah.
MTV, I bet, would buy it.
They would probably.
Podcast Diaries. I think it's a good idea.
Let's do it, Karen.
No, I'm too tired.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was my nice little fucking thought of the day, you pieces of shit.
No, it was
very just stared at me like I'm a fucking asshole.
I just thought it was good. I said it should be a TV show.
I get it. I get it. I get it.
What's wrong with you?
I like you. I like you. I like you. You were good. These guys just stared at me.
And it was a compliment to Zach. Why are they so uncomfortable?
I somehow made it a compliment to me. What? The show?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're always uncomfortable.
No, I think it's you gotta extra. Just,
what'd you say?
It seems extra.
Extra uncomfortable?
Please realize I just spent 2 straight days watching Lewis be hated by strangers as we were on the road.
Yeah.
I literally watched an entire Starbucks make fun of Lewis as he walked out the door.
What'd you do?
Yelled shotgun. On. As we were going out of the Starbucks, and everyone in the Starbucks started yelling shotgun and laughing at him. It was great.
First of all, if you didn't, why did you tell me that? If you're my friend, you should have told me that because you could have probably gotten an entire freak out out of me.
Everyone stares at you all the time because you act like an insane person.
That's not true.
You scream at the top of your lungs. You bump into women on the street.
I have no problem.
And then yell back at them. You fucking bitch. You're equals. A psychopath.
Yeah, it's called being a fucking feminist.
No, it's not. Just keep your shoulders to yourself.
If I bump somebody on the street, whether they are a female or a male, I'm going to turn around and go, hey, watch where you're fucking going,
you're
buddy.
You're a douchebag. You're a fucking douche.
Hey, buddy. Buddy. Watch where the fuck you're bumping, all right, motherfucker? Are you crazy? Or do you fucking know me, motherfucker? That's my reaction to anybody. Woman, man, baby, child,
don't yell,
old woman.
It's not cool to yell at people, period, whatever. So it was a woman. That was my example. Don't go around. You yell at people all the time. It's crazy.
Name one example where I've yelled at somebody.
There was that time. Anytime there's fried chicken, literally every cab I've ever been in with you. Every single one.
Can I explain to you something? They're the worst people in the world.
I'm not lying. Screams at everyone.
I talk to cab drivers.
I think it's worse when he does the passive aggressive, like, because he does it like a girl sometimes. We were in the cab the other day, and he goes, well, maybe if this guy would get off his fucking phone, he would drive faster.
Oh, pussy.
That's not even
say
passive.
Say it to his face. Yes, it is.
I'm yelling it right in his ear so him and his person on the phone can hear it.
That's aggressive.
That's not passive aggressive at all. You know, passive aggressive is.
No, aggressive would be, hey, buddy, get off your phone.
Exactly.
I mean, I should do that. Can I say something?
No.
If a cab driver is on their phone and they're driving me through the streets of New York City, it is a danger to me. It is a danger to my child. It is a danger to Zach. Okay?
You never wear a seatbelt. You're always leaned up against the door. You're a danger to yourself.
Also, if you wear a seatbelt in a cab, you are a faggot.
Agreed.
Bitch made faggot.
Agree.
That is actually, if you want to know, if you want to know the homosexual test, get into a cab with any man, and if they go, oh, let me first buckle my seatbelt in the back of this cab, that person sucks cock.
I think seatbelt in the back seat, period, is faggoty.
Yes, completely agreed.
Yeah.
Completely agreed. And you don't have to legally put a seatbelt on in the back seat.
You lean up against the door.
What?
You with your body.
I'm just big. I'm just a very big person.
That felt cleansing.
Put this is the end back on because I want to talk about yoga. And this is what I'm going to play in my headphones
what
during
is
yoga.
It? I don't get it.
The song This Is the End.
Oh.
So what is it? Hot yoga, Karen. What is it that I'm doing today?
Because I'm probably going to pass out.
It's like yoga when I do it.
Oh. So here's the deal.
It's funny you said that because today I was like getting ready and I put on this shirt that was so tight it made my eczema itch.
Ew.
So I was like, fuck.
Karen, you don't have to tell people that you have itchy eczema.
Why not?
It takes you like 2 points down on hotness.
I don't care. I think it's good to be honest. It's not bad.
No. It's like when you're on Tinder or Bumble and like a girl has like these like beautiful face shots and then the third picture is this big fat body shot. You're like, I get what you're trying to do.
You're equating eczema to being a big fat person?
Kind of,
what
yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Shannon, why are you?
Because you weren't talking about yoga yet. I was saving it.
Keep it on the fucking music. I'm sorry, Shannon. I'm yelling again. You're right, Karen. I am in a bad mood today. What are you doing? Get off the phone.
I got a text.
It said, yo, where you at?
Yo, bitch. Bring that pussy home. What did you say about me?
I think you're going to be good at yoga. I think I'm excited to see you progress into a yoga superstar.
It's really the first time in history you've ever gotten to watch somebody get better at yoga on a podcast. It's kind of an amazing thing.
That is pretty awesome.
Your hips are going to open up. I'm going to tell the instructors to touch you.
That's what he told Karen. Open your hips up. This is yoga.
No, all the guys always like the teachers, they'll come over. There's this pose called tortoise, and they'll like lean on your
Listen
hips.
To me. If the instructor touches me,
what?
I will freak the fuck. Don't touch me. I don't like people touching
me. If it's a hot chick and she's like grabbing your hips.
No, because I have fat hips. She's going to pinch my
I know that's going to be hilarious for
She's going to pinch my fat hips.
I don't think they're going to pinch your fat, Louis.
No, they find your. They just find your bones. They're not looking
You have to
fat.
Pinch my fat in order to find my bones.
Yeah.
How do you get into those bones, Tinkle?
I don't think they pinch your fat. You can like press hard on your fat. But like pinch your fat is like some mean shit.
I mean, I hope they pinch your fat. We have to leave by 1:30.
I did heavy metal yoga.
That sounds so stupid. What do you mean?
What type of music do they play in yoga?
None. This is hard. This is gonna be. You should be drinking water right now. You might die.
Shannon, can I have some more coffee?
Oh yeah, you're gonna
barf in front of all these hot chicks. It's gonna be awesome.
Do you think I give a fuck? First of all, let me explain to you something. Okay?
I know, but it's gonna. You know what? It's gonna be fine.
I have a big. I have a big fat lower body. Okay, mm-hmm. Big fat thighs and a big fat ass
and breasts.
They're gonna be looking at me. They're going to be looking at me.
What'd you bring to wear?
Basketball shorts.
And?
This shirt.
Oh, okay.
And I got I don't want to have to wear shoes, right?
No. You're going to love
I brought a tap-out shirt and a weight belt. Strap, a weight belt. Just ready to go? Let's do it.
You're going to sweat like a motherfucker.
I know I'm going to sweat like a motherfucker, and I'm okay with that.
I think you're going to lie
it's
down
hot,
for most
it's
of
hot
it.
It's hot yoga. I like steam rooms.
Yeah, I think
saunas.
You're just going to lie down for the majority of the class.
That's okay, too.
Yep.
Are there hot chicks there?
Yeah.
Cool. That's the other thing. Is like you end up having to fight off a boner the whole time.
No, boners are okay.
Which is, have you ever seen a guy get a boner in yoga? No.
Of course.
Like a full-fledged erection.
No, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't look at it. I would like see him and look away because, you know, I'm so devoted.
It right. felt like three quarters.
No,
I no. That's the thing, though, right? You have to fight off, and this is probably true. If you look this up, I guarantee you, this scientifically is true. Mm. Having to fight off the boner.
Oh yeah, it's gonna make sex way better later.
No, but you're not listening.
Oh.
Having to fight off the boner, you are gonna end up firing off more muscle fibers because you have to mentally and physically kind of go like, all right, I have to concentrate and not get a boner while maintaining these poses. It's the reason why when you go jogging, Shannon, cut the music. It's the reason why when you go jogging outside versus a treadmill, why you end up burning more calories and using more muscles in order to do it. Because
you're fighting off a boner.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just people running around.
I love the park.
Not a squirrel.
I love trees and grass.
Come here, squirrel.
Boner.
Come here, black squirrel. Take this boner. No, you have to go against the elements.
It's really hard.
There's little
I think...
cracks in the road. There's cars. There's shit happening around you. It's the elements. So the element of hot chicks around you fighting off that boner. Anybody who knows about exercise science, back me up on this. I want somebody to answer this. I guarantee you it's good for working out.
Fighting off a boner?
Fighting off a boner. You're going to fire off more muscle fibers and you're going to...
No, because I think it would... No, because it's not, because it's a distraction, so you're not going to be focused on the pose that you should be focusing on.
No, but I'm thinking that...
You're not going
to
be...
In order to be focused, you have to be more... Your body's going to have to be more in tune. Your mind's going to have to be more in tune because you're fighting off the boner. It's another element.
The main thing that yoga teaches you is to be like chill in like crazy situations, because the poses are hard and it's super hot. And you're like, can I breathe? Like, I don't know. It's really hot. And then add the boner element. Yeah.
Freaking out, just punching people in yoga.
Lewis is going to be lying on the floor, breathing like a fish on the deck of a boat.
I think you should just take a Viagra right now.
Listen, if you try to leave, the yoga instructor will try to stop you. And all I'm picturing is you just be like, shut the fuck. I'm like throwing him.
How do they try to stop you? It's a him?
Sometimes it's a him. Sometimes
no,
it's a girl.
No, I'm not doing a him.
Don't be such
it's
a
like
pussy.
When you get massaged and they're trying to send you a dude. Like, listen, are you fucking crazy?
All the guys are not hot, though. They're like really like nerdy and skinny. And they're like,
no,
most of them are gay.
I want a woman instructor. I don't need a fucking male instructor to do yoga. Okay, if I want a male instructor, I do Muay Thai. Weightlifting. Fucking, you know, if I'm doing yoga, if I'm doing dance class.
I'm really good at jiu-jitsu.
She is pretty good. I taught her an arm bar. And she nailed it.
And the other thing.
Blood.
Wait a minute.
Oh, what, the triangle choke?
Throat choke.
Wait a minute.
Can you armbar Tinkle from Mount right now?
No.
Why
no,
not?
No, I'm super.
It's not sexual, Karen.
I
okay?
will be.
This is where you know Karen's a whore. It's like I was like, it's jujitsu.
I won't get a boner because I'm focused on killing it on this podcast right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Can you?
Tinkle said I was gonna lay an egg. Quote.
What does that mean? Take a dump?
No, like just like not be funny. Bond. On the podcast.
No, she's good on the podcast.
No,
Tinkle's a douchebag.
Completely.
I kind of do want to do the armbar now.
You fucking women are completely out of context. Fucking so, horseshit. That's not what yeah, was said.
Yeah.
She said, "How come you're sitting there not talking?" I go, "Because
hey, Tinkle,
I'm
saving
for the
podcast.
I'm like a bull. I like the." Bull riding competitions. Yeah. When they go inside the
Shannon
cage,
was here.
They don't move. And then yeah, as soon as that cage opens, the bull comes out and goes fucking nuts. And that's what I
said. So that's how you describe yourself. Oh, you're God, a bull.
Kill
I'm
yourself.
A bull. I'm just like inside waiting in the cage. And then when it's my turn, they open the gate and I fucking go nuts.
After being electrocuted.
That's what I'm trying to tell her.
And the bull just fucking falls over to yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen the bull wait 20 minutes because he was buying UFC tickets.
That's right. That was a one-off.
I don't want to be here.
I want to be here. It takes me an hour to get here, motherfucker. If I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here.
It's true. And it doesn't take you an hour to get here. You're off the L. You're off the L. You're off
no,
the
no, I don't live there anymore. I live up on 155th.
Oh, that's right. You live further than me now. Stoner you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get a new apartment in the next 6 months to a year.
Okay.
Build a studio in my apartment.
Cool.
Just like Ralph has.
Awesome.
In Harlem.
And then I'll get in a fight with Pam and I'll move in.
Beautiful. Room in the studio. Tinkle's just laying across the fucking podcasting table.
Yeah.
Shannon, what's going on with the Superbug? What happened here?
Okay. So it's called the CRE virus, I guess, which I'm not going to try to pronounce the word, but it's,
try to pronounce it, please.
Let's go back to it because I have to find it again. So it's resistant to 26 different antibiotics. 9,300 people have been infected with it, and 600 people have died.
Is this what I have?
Wait, real people or like Africans?
No, in the U.S.
Ooh,
six people have died from Superbug.
600.
600 people have died from Superbug.
I like it.
Is this the Superbug
cool.
that I have? I've been fighting off for like a month now, like a cold. Everyone that I know.
Is the
everyone just moved away from it.
Is the Superbug contagious?
I'm not sick, though.
Yeah, it's contagious through bodily fluids.
I think I would be sick.
Oh, have fun at yoga, you sweaty fuck.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Through cum? Does that count?
Yeah, it's a bodily fluid.
Can you really? This is, I'm telling you right now, I've been sick for a while now. I think I have the Superbug. And you just fight it off, right? 93,000 people and 600 have died. So I probably have the Superbug and I'm fighting it off because I have superpowers.
Sure.
Very powerful.
All right, you want to hear the name
that's
of it?
That's from lifting, not from yoga.
When what's the lift? Name of it, Shannon?
When do you lift? Where do you lift?
I take a lift sometimes.
Tinkle the? Oh, you take it. Yeah. No, you can't afford lift.
You don't Shannon, even have that app. Shannon, whatever. I do have the lift app.
Oh,
Shannon,
why do you ever use
what
it?
Is it
why
called?
It's mine.
Carbapenem resistant. Enterobacteriaceae.
I figured it out already.
That's a crazy word.
Good job, Shannon. Guys, what's come it? On. Shannon killed it.
What's that word's insane.
One more time.
Was that more than one word?
Yeah. Carbapenem resistant.
Carbapenem resistant.
Enterobacteriaceae. The last three letters are all vowels. It's C-E-A-E. I don't know how to
it's
say
Italian.
That.
Ciao.
It. Enterobacteriaceae.
Ciao. It's ciao, okay? I'm very cultured as well. So yeah, I might have the Superbug. Well, sorry guys.
Good luck.
Yeah.
If you had it and it was contagious, I would have it. And I'm very healthy. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Karen, she thinks she's like in shape because she does yoga 3 days a week. She eats garbage. Just like, she just pounds brownies into her face.
We know.
On her face.
It was a Girl Scout.
Well, that's how she stays thin. She rubs the brownies on her cheek and her chin.
Yeah.
Look, we call them snickerdoodles now.
Yeah, shit.
Right.
She, but, and then she smokes a pack of cigarettes a day.
I don't smoke a pack a day.
And then
I smoke
she
like two talks
about
today.
How healthy she is. And
I
this,
am.
You don't live the healthy lifestyle.
Enough. It's
you
healthier talk, than
you
yours.
Talk shit about Whitney Way Thor.
She's garbage. I'm much healthier than you. Here's the thing. I know about myself that my body and my metabolism can, and I don't just eat garbage. I eat 50-50 garbage and decent food.
No.
And I do yoga like 4 times a week. It's like, wait till you see. It's just it's going to change your life.
Yeah. I watched Lewis ask us if we wanted to go to Denny's while eating a corn dog this
weekend. I'm going to throw up.
First of all, corn dogs are probably the most underrated snack in the world.
Did you dip them in anything?
Yeah, where the fuck did you get a corn dog?
At a gas station.
Oh yeah.
Nick Mullen had the great Nick's in the driver's seat and Lewis is standing there like a 4-year-old with a corn dog and he just goes to offer Nick a bite and Nick just rolls up his window with Lewis's face.
Wow. Listen to me. Corn dog, underrated treat.
How much weight do you think you put on every time you go on the road?
I don't think I did that bad
you
that time.
Do.
Do you think I came back and I looked fatter?
Yes.
Okay. Did I? Zach, do you think I looked fatter in that trip? That was one day. We didn't even eat that bad.
He just described you eating a corn dog.
Yeah, but we didn't eat that. We didn't stop for food a lot.
Yeah, like usually
and
what
he,
I'll do
he
is...
He was good about snacking. He had like nuts and shit.
Yeah. So...
Because originally I was going to write down everything he ate as a bit, and then he actually ate healthy stuff, and I was like, it's not that funny.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did have my share of shitty food as well, but it wasn't like... I didn't go crazy. It was a day, you know? Miami, now I'm going to be eating some fucking Cuban food, Cuban sandwich.
Ooh, Cuban sandwiches.
Some tacos, some fucking rice I think they have down there. I don't really know what Miami
is. And I'm in
for.
No place to judge because my substance abuse went a little nuts on the trip.
Yeah, you're an animal.
When I went to work yesterday, I work with my best friend. I walked in. He went, "What the fuck did you do this week?" And I went, "What?" He goes, "You look strung out as shit."
Zach also, when Zach eats edibles, Zach goes into fucking La La Land.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, no, he starts singing the songs from the musical. It's crazy. I wish I knew any of the songs from the musical.
I went on a day and a half bender with this trip. I had a good time.
Yeah. Zach got his first lap dance. He never had a lap dance before.
Really? How was it?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. You never had a lap dance before?
No.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that? Of course he has.
Yeah, well, it was a stomach dance. To be honest. I bet it would feel good for you because your dick probably got hard and it just poked out of like the between your thighs and your stomach, just the tip came
out.
Just
the head?
Just the head came out. So I'm sure her rubbing just on the head probably felt phenomenal for you because your dick couldn't move anywhere. It was just like literally it's a little nubbin that stood still, made her job easy.
God bless her. She certainly found the up and down.
All right, guys, I want to talk about a new sponsor really quick. Blue Apron, blueapron.com. First of all, you know, here's the deal. Blue Apron is designed for guys like us and girls like you, Karen. To be honest with you, you're not a cook. You have no culinary skills.
I can make,
of all the four-letter words that start with C, it's not cook.
Yep. That is correct.
Can you cook at all? Can you cook at all?
I can make French toast and omelets.
Yeah, breakfast. That's what every scumbag in the world can make.
Yeah.
You can make some fucking
eggs on a skillet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and they always ask for grits.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Okay, Blue Apron, what it does, they send you prepackaged ingredients so you can cook amazing meals at home, and they make it as easy as possible. Okay. So instead of you having to learn how to cook recipes, go online, figure out all the recipes, and then buy all these ingredients that you're never going to use. Like if you're going to get paprika, let's say that's an ingredient in something that you're making, right? You have to buy a $6 thing of paprika. It's going to last 80 years.
Paprika is.
I don't even know. Yep. It's a spice.
Karen.
Okay, it's a spice, right? Or, you know, like oregano or whatever it is, right? Any spice. So you have all of this extra stuff that you're never going to use. So I'm not the guy that has a spice rack. I'm not. That's just not the lifestyle that I lead, okay? And that's not the lifestyle that the fans lead or you guys lead, okay? So they send you everything pre-measured. Your paprika, boom. The exact amount that you need for your meal, done. A little bit of vanilla, right? Boom, that's it. I don't need a jar of vanilla sitting in my cabinet. That's crazy. Everything is pre-packaged. Pre-measured out for you. They send you step-by-step instructions as easy as day with pictures so you can make amazing meals. These are some of the meals that they have coming up. They have spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage and furikake. Furikake.
There's no way he said that right.
Dude, Karen just jumped furikake? On that.
Furikake?
Furikake.
Yeah. Pork chops and garlic piccata with scallion rice and spinach. Mm. Mushroom and chipotle pepper enchiladas with lime sour cream.
Oh.
Mm.
You can make this stuff, okay? I ordered a it was a bucatini bolognese. I made it for my son, okay? My son James, he watched his dad create a meal before his very eyes. It was like I was doing a magic trick for him. He looked at me like I was Harry Potter, like I was a wizard, okay? You can get that same type of look and wonderment out of your girlfriend, your family. They have meals that come in 2-4 family-sized meals. You could basically get anything you guys want. They have a bunch of different recipes that you could choose from, or they can randomly choose for you. You can literally get a new recipe every single week. They'll never repeat a recipe. They send it right to you. It's all fresh ingredients. You know, what happens? What do we do every single night? We order crappy food. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know what type of stuff they're using. You know for a fact that this is the freshest stuff on the earth. And check this out. We're giving you a crazy deal, okay? You go to and check out this week's menu right now at blueapron.com. You get your first 3 meals for free and free shipping. This is just, they're literally giving this away. You get 3 free meals, free shipping. Try it out to see if you like it, okay? Go to blueapron.com/real. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/real. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So here's the other thing we learned on this trip, okay? Me and Zach, we are destined to become a tag team wrestling championship team. What are you whispering to each other for? Me and Zach already know this, so I'm talking to both
Hurry
of you.
Hurry up, spit it out. We know the wrestling.
Shut
Let's
the
go.
Fuck up. Don't. I'm in the middle of a sentence. You start speaking to Tinkle.
Hurry up. I want to hear about it. Let's
I started
go.
Slowing down because you started whispering to Tinkle.
I already know it,
in the
too.
Middle of my sentence.
What outfits are you going to wear?
Fuck you.
Capes.
We're starting a professional wrestling tag team.
Okay.
Called Death Erection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we got the name from this show, which is a great name for a tag team on the independent circuit. Once we get big enough, we're probably going to have to drop the name.
Okay. And I would like to ask if I could be the manager, and my fucking weapon of choice will be a fleshlight that is loaded with cement.
Look, here's the deal.
And no, because if you guys are losing, I will fucking hit the opponent with the fleshlight.
My problem with you being my manager, two things. Number one, you're a curmudgeon.
You'll be on screen.
I want my manager.
It's acting manager.
I need my manager to be likable and
I'm
personable.
Not fold your papers and shit. Okay. This is just on screen.
You don't think I'm a real manager?
No.
No. You're not getting on screen. This is all behind the scenes.
Yeah. How am I going to get you on Animal Planet?
No, I need you to get us a deal. I need you to get us a deal with some sort of wrestling organization.
No, I just want to be the guy who like fucking walks down the aisle with you guys.
There's not
then,
two
I mean,
other...
then with the on-camera shit...
Holds a fleshlight.
You also have a speech impediment, and you fucking...
I don't need to talk perfect, but if I'm holding a fleshlight and waving at the enemies...
But you don't look like a host either. You look like tree bark.
Pull up... Shannon, pull up Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart... Pull up Jimmy Hart promo. Pull this up on the
big
screen
for
us.
You know who's better at promo is...
No, we'll pull up a few. We'll pull up a few. Let's just get a few of the professional wrestling managers, and I want to see if you could emulate
Cornette.
What they
do.
Oh,
I could totally be a heel manager.
Okay, let's see.
I guarantee you I could do it.
Pull it up on the big screen, Shannon.
Thank you.
Mouth of the South isn't that good of a promo, though.
Man, I look good.
He's got to be the happiest man of the World Wrestling Federation right now. Jimmy Hart, come on in. Honky Tonk Man, your Intercontinental Champion.
So
and
good.
From Reno, Nevada, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, the former football great from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
That's Zach. That's me.
Is that Bret the Hitman Hart?
It is.
Everybody says the greatest team in the history of professional wrestling today. I guess you can say we are the in crowd. Am I right, Anvil?
And imagine I'm holding the flashlight in my right hand. Waving it.
Okay, all right. No, here's the deal, right? I need you to, what camera is that, Shannon?
I think I just hit it by accident.
Oh, Tinkle just fucking hit the camera. You're fucking up the tech. Listen to me. Do you understand what would happen? You just smacked the camera, not even in anger, just by accident?
It's crooked now.
Just fucking,
oh my God.
Shannon, fix it, please.
I can't fix it, it's crooked.
Fix it with your hand, Shannon. Make it not crooked. Holy shit. Tinkle. Sorry, Tinkle, it's okay.
I was excited.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
My imaginary fleshlight.
Here, I got it.
That's perfect.
Kay Voss, you just sent me a message like, please post a picture of Lewis doing yoga. Like, can't bring my phone in.
You can't? How come?
It's like really serious.
Oh.
It's like intense. Right, you can put it in the locker room.
Sorry, dudes. Sorry, bros.
No, did you do that?
I got really excited. Sorry, live people. I apologize, guys. All right, so Tinkle.
I got really excited.
All right, you got very excited. That's okay. I like that. Actually, finally, even though you fucked up the camera.
Yes.
Finally, you brought some sort of energy to the
show.
Energy. Finally.
All right.
Some passion. That's what I like out of you. If you bring this type of passion, you could fuck up the studio every single time.
Okay.
So I want to, because to be honest, now that I'm sitting here watching Karen, I think Karen would be kind of a sensational Sherry type, and she might be a better manager for us.
Yeah, bitch.
Pull up.
What are you going to have, a fucking thing of, like, lipstick?
Yeah, but dude, she would turn on us in a second for Harlem Heat.
I was just thinking fucking who are the black guys?
Yeah.
There he is.
Can't blow them in the ring. You have to wait till the locker room. Holy shit.
The Junkyard Dog is 74 years old. What are you doing?
And dead.
Yes, is he?
Yeah.
JYD died.
Can you guys just find two other fat guys?
By the way,
pull up Sensational Sherry, yeah. Pull promo, and I want to hear your version of what Jimmy Hart does for us. Now, we're Death Erection, Zach and Lewis. We're Zach and the Real Ass Dude.
What's Death Erection? It's like the last erection you have before you die.
No, sometimes when people die
when
from
you hang
hanging.
Yourself, you get a boner.
You get a boner.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tinkle, you spilled water all over your face.
I'm excited.
All right, go ahead.
I have all this energy.
All right. Now, we have a match against Harlem Heat coming up, and you're going to sell it what we're going to do to them.
I'm not going to do
that. What, right now?
Yeah, right now.
I thought we're going to watch...
You are buckling under the pressure. I'll do it right now. Look, here, get
no,
me
next right. That's all you do. Oh.
Harlem Heat. Do you understand what's going to happen when the Real Ass Dude and Zach Amico, the international superstar, get our hands on you? We're going to break your necks, we're going to break your faces, and we're going to break your barbershop windows, because we don't mess around. Death Erection, we kill people, we hurt people, we destroy people. Is that right, Zach?
This Sunday, Death Erection is going to leave you flaccid.
Perfect.
Oh, flaccid.
Perfection.
I know you guys worked on that in the car.
We didn't
so
work
fuck
on
off.
It. We just
that was
did
improv.
That.
Fuck off.
We're done. We're
you
ready
guys
to rock.
Have been working on it in your basement until you were 15 years old.
Well, that's also kind of true. I'm going
to
be honest.
Yeah, Zach's been waiting his whole life to say that.
I've been working on this since I was a child.
Give me a break.
Now, Tinkle, go. You're our manager.
Oh, I don't know what to say right now.
Tinkle.
What?
Try. Just try. Do you want to be our manager or not?
Yeah, I want to.
He's going to give up the job just by not even trying.
All right. Hold on. Wait, can we watch like one more manager?
All right, one more manager. Who else can we watch?
Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette's solid.
He's the best, dude.
Pull up Jim Cornette promo.
Him or Heenan are the best talkers, but I think...
Heenan's great.
Heenan? Is he like He-Man?
Percy Pringle. Colbert.
Yeah, but he's not he's great. He's very unique. Tinkle, that's kind of what you need to do.
What, gain 200 pounds?
No.
Oh, hey, call me fat.
You need to be I think you need to, instead of trying to go for Jim Cornette or Jimmy Mouth South Hart, who they can't speak, you need to embrace your character a little bit more. So go more with the speech impediment.
No.
Work up the stutter. Do like a Bubba Ray Dudley thing.
No, because that's already been done before.
Yeah, but I think Bubba Ray was making fun of people like you.
Yeah. But if I'm if I'm comfortable and I have lines, then I don't stutter. I only stutter if I'm uncomfortable or if I'm not having a good time.
Well, this is much funnier, so
yeah,
we're never getting your lines.
It's the mouth of the South versus the mush of the mouth.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Jim Cornette, go ahead.
And Dusty Rhodes also said that his sister could whip me on any street in America. Well, let me tell you something, Dusty Rhodes. I've heard a lot about your sister. I know she's been on a lot of streets, so she knows them real well. As a matter of fact, they used to call Dusty's sister Federal Express. Did you know that? When she went out on a date, she absolutely positively had to be there overnight. But I want to talk about Dusty's whole family. I want to talk about his drunken old daddy down there in Austin, Texas, every Saturday.
I love it. All right. So, yeah,
Jim Cornette versus Zach in the roast battle, dude.
Let me explain to you something. You want to do that?
Yes.
That's what you want to do?
Yes.
I think Zach would win.
All right, go.
He's good. He's
good. Go.
Okay, so my character.
No, I want you to just go, Tinkle. You're selling
Why
me.
Why do you have to do that to him? He was about to do it. Let
no,
him
he was
going to
explain
it.
What his character
Give
was.
Give him a minute. Give him a minute.
You don't explain what the character is. When you the
he
camera goes
right. What, because you land everything you auditioned for?
Shannon, I want you to put the camera right on Tinkle.
No, well, that's why Jim Cornette's awesome, is because his character is like this, like, fucking mama's boy who, like, played tennis, so that's why he has a tennis racket.
I've never.
And he's a pussy.
I've never. Never mind. Go. Tinkle, go. My brain just completely shut down.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. It's Tinkle's fault.
Tinkle.
It's Tinkle's
what?
Fault. Do it.
All right. Harlem Heat. I can't do this because I don't know what my voice
you
is.
Oh, you pussy. You suck. Christ. Come on, Tinkle.
Can play a little Sensational Sherry for
no,
us.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, because Karen's going to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Karen, you...
If I don't identify with the character, I don't want
to Can
do
I explain
it.
To you why I like Karen as a manager? Because she doesn't even want it. She doesn't even want it. It's my
I'm
rape.
Really
it's, it's really the rapist in me that I'm like, that's what I want. Go ahead.
They say it was a major upset, Moolah, when I beat you for the title in Houston, Texas. It was
this much
no
was wrestling.
Major upset. It was
this chick is like bogus looking and not funny.
Sensational things for me. Our paths will cross.
All right, now forget that.
This is just like a car salesman.
No, she went crazy when she was like Queen Sherry.
But most underrated 80s butt. Her 80s butt, tremendous.
High waist.
Oh, wait, why don't you do...
I'm ready.
Do Luna Vachon...
Now that you know my character,
nope,
Blows?
I'm ready now.
No, I know what I want Karen to do. I want her to do the Luna Vachon, Shawn Michaels character. Go Luna Vachon, Shawn Michaels, and Tinkle Go in the meantime.
Okay.
Go.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm getting ready. Okay. I got my character. I'm getting ready.
He has to have a hard-on in order to do the character.
Like, Harlem Heat! You think you can beat my two boys? Well, you probably can. 9 times out of 10, these guys are going to lose. Look at them. Fat butt and fat tits. But today, one night out of the year, in our house, it ain't going to happen, Harlem Heat. You two big niggas. There's going to be, hits.
Just be racist. Yes,
there's
way
gonna
better.
There's going to be four hits. Them hitting you and you two hitting the ground, brother.
No. Can you do me a favor?
What?
I like everything you're doing. Can you go more racist? More racist.
Well, this is a character, so I guess we're playing a character.
It's not you. This is a character.
Yeah, I guess we're playing. Yeah, this is a character.
So good.
Why wouldn't you do it into the camera?
Yeah, do it into the camera.
He already gave you a
yeah.
Like,
do it into
line
the camera.
Reading.
Oh, that's
okay.
That was
and
good.
I need more racist out of you.
Yeah.
No, because this is gonna be all right.
Like, say somebody's name and then be racist about them.
Yeah.
I can't know because someone's gonna. Dude, you don't understand, Karen. Here's what happens: some asshole online takes everything I say and he puts it out of context.
Oh no! Oh
no, dude. There's a thing on YouTube that says Chris Tegel rapist, and it's me.
That is true.
Yeah. So,
can you pull up that guy? the guy does that
to
Tinkle.
Tinkle?
I think his name is John Jeffries on YouTube. If you just put Chris Tinkle rapist, you'll see this guy, he specifically cuts clips of Chris Tinkle saying fucked up shit. I love this guy. Good. So she says, hey, you just
and look at that look.
What the fuck would you do?
And you know,
how much would you go like?
I'd be like, all right, round two in 10 minutes.
When it's
all right, let me get my neck cracked, ready to fucking reload, huh? You call that a rape? Shit, I was warming up. So my mom Googles Chris Tinkle rape. That's the first thing that she.
Why would your mom be Googling Chris Tinkle rape?
That was the joke, stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the idiot.
Yeah,
I am dumb. You're right. You're right, guys.
It's just one little clip.
So we're gonna be a professional wrestling tag team is the point of all of this, okay?
Yeah.
And I really mean this. I feel like we're at a better place to start than most people that start wanting to be pro wrestlers, right? Number one, we already have man bodies.
Mid-30s?
Well, no. Dallas Diamond Page started when he was 38.
Yeah.
That's one example.
I'm sure there's others.
Okay.
I named one.
Right.
The fact that I can pull one out of my ass... Probably
he's
means
probably
that there's
the only
more.
How are
that,
your
think.
Wrestling skills, Zach?
I wrestled in high school.
Okay, I'm excited now.
See, I wrestled for like a week in high school as
you
well.
You can't find two like B level or whatever, like low level, like fat wrestling team to just wrestle for fun, like promote it. Like, what do you need?
Well,
it has to be so like sanctioned.
Point. No, it's not sanctioned at all. I don't think
nobody's
you realize.
Contacted you yet.
Hold on, let me explain something.
There's like independent things around here that you can
there
probably
are.
Get. Yeah.
Me and Zach, it's not that we're famous, but I feel like we have enough of a name attached to ourselves through this world.
I think you guys are both so famous.
Through this world, we have enough of a name attached to ourselves that I feel like any independent wrestling promotion in the tri-state area, why wouldn't they go, oh yeah, throw these guys on. They'll legitimately bring viewers to our program to give us a shot. Nobody, literally nobody that's starting out pro wrestling in these organizations is bringing any type of viewers or fan base.
Didn't I just come up with this idea, to be clear?
We took the car. A week ago.
Whatever. Nobody else is in the car. This is being recorded.
Yeah.
I think it's my idea.
This is kind of your idea.
Thanks.
So I feel like we could actually do that. Shannon, can you? Do you need to be at a professional wrestling school first? Do you need to? You don't need to.
They'll probably want you guys to.
They'd probably want us so we didn't die.
Maybe you have to get some sort of like certificate of.
Yeah, because all that stuff that looks simple, like hitting the ropes, hitting the ground, all that stuff takes practice. You have to learn how to do
it. And also, even though it's not real, there is an athletic commission with a lot of
Okay, look.
Go to a workshop. You can, can't you just
I'm
go to like...
A... This is Lewis is going to break his neck in the first match trying to DT off the top rope.
Do you think think that the professional wrestling school certificates look official? I mean, do you think I can't just fucking...
But you just announced that you're going to make fake
you said that
certificates.
You're gonna lie. And dude, they're going to know when you hit the ropes and you go, owie!
You can do that for dogs. Like if for like service dogs. Sure. You can just create a... You just Google what they look like. Nobody... Not enough cops and not enough people know what the actual things look like. You can
the
just
Asians
create
will catch
one.
You like if you well, don't get... I mean, I haven't gotten one, but like I've lied about my dog being that, and like, but on the Chinatown bus, they let me get away with it three times, but then they're like, no, it's not.
No, but if you create a fake service thing, like, you can do it.
You can order them online. You can get the jackets online.
Everyone's going to know because everyone who's had any kind of wrestling training knows how to land on their back, and you don't.
I think
mean,
you
I
would,
think
right?
Zach probably does, but I don't think you
would.
Do.
Okay. You would.
So
I have a WikiHow on how to become a professional
Thank
wrestler.
Thank you, Shannon. Finally, you bring something to the table. First of all, I bought a video on how to pro wrestle when I was in like the eighth or ninth grade. So I know how to take a fucking bump. I literally know how to I know how to throw my legs up, fucking take a bump. Oh, you put your fucking shoulders against the ground. I know how to do a bunch of moves the way the wrestlers know how to do it. I could body slam Zach right now. Zach, can I body slam you?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because we're on hardwood and
I know how to do a suplex and how to do all this shit. To be honest with you, none of it really feels good. Taking a bump is just throwing your body into the ground and like knowing how to do it where you don't smack your head into the ground a bunch. That's really what it is.
Yeah, dude, after I shot that wrestling movie, I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Yeah, but you're a fat fuck.
You were sleeping with one of the other guys.
Listen to me. I have a
big cock.
Pounded.
High five. That's
the other
Shut
thing
up,
is,
Pinkle.
Zach is also great because he's got like fat wrestling body, right? His whole thing is fucking great. He'll come in with the spikes. Me, I need to get back in better shape. So that's why I'm going back to yoga and I'm reexamining my my health initiative. Because I need to be muscular.
Back on the diet.
I am back on the diet. And this is for my pro wrestling career. I need my chest to fucking get bulky again. I need to get big again. So I need to start lifting. Yoga, I think, would help my flexibility. And then we need to get into pro wrestling school. Shannon, what we're saying,
if there's any fans that want to sell me in Lewis steroids, we're looking to go on a cycle or two.
That actually is a great idea.
I would like a hard old man stomach.
You're fine. You already have that kind of. You already have the fucking... And also, I know Zach's character. Here's what's great. He's fucking crazy and kind of autistic. That's his thing. His finishing move is he gets on top of the person in mount position and he smacks them until they submit. He just literally freak out, smacks them like the little
Ralphie,
kid from Christmas Story. Yeah.
Like, wreck-a-fucking.
Yeah, he just curses and cries while he smacks them.
Oh, dude, that's a great finisher.
Isn't that a great finisher?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, he's going to tap out, and then...
Yeah, he's like...
That's awesome.
Mama!
And then you, or the manager, will have to, like...
You call him mom while you're smacking him, and you start crying?
Then I call him mommy.
Yeah, you call him mommy. How great is that? It's a great fucking finisher. And me, I'm like the fucking stud.
That's awesome, dude. Why'd you make me dinner? And then smack, 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 smack.
Yeah, like, I wear sunglasses to the fucking ring. Like, I'm fucking... I just got to be in shape like that. I'm too fat, right? Like, you can't be like, hey, I'm good looking with all the ladies, then I have this big fat body. I need to get back in shape. So, step number one, Shannon, what is the first step for us to become professional wrestling champions?
Get your head in the game.
Done. All right, step number two. All right, read it more. Read more of step one.
Okay. Understand that wrestling is not entirely fake. Professional wrestling is not fake. It's not scripted either. The correct term is choreographed. The whole match is not scripted. Typically, only the big, exciting
scripted.
Moments are.
I thought we're going to fight people.
It's pro wrestling, so you have to have like a story and stuff.
Okay, so good. Many amateurs go in.
Into a wrestling school thinking that they won't get injured or that the ring will protect them from harm. This is not true.
See, our backstory is actually that me and Zach were friends in grade school. And... I've always just kind of picked on Zach, and I've just always been a fucking dick to him, and I kind of use him for his toys. Like he comes from like kind of like a rich family that's like well-to-do, so I'd always go to his house and play with his like go-karts and shit. But so I'm always kind of shitty. Me and Zach are going to break up one day. Like our tag team is going to break up, kind of like the Rockers, and then I'm going to become like a world champ, like Shawn Michaels, and then Zach's going to go on the indie circuit and probably die some sort of disease. But I will become a fucking world famous superstar. That's my
character is I used to work in the porn industry and I may or may not have
done gay
rape somebody raped somebody and now I got exiled. So now I found you guys and I want to make you guys a team.
Death erection. All right, go. What's step number two?
Learn to fight. Knowing how to react in a real fight can make your future wrestling matches more realistic and entertaining. Sometimes other wrestlers may get out of hand and your only option will be to fight back. Being able to remain calm in a high-stress situation will greatly improve the level or level of respect you can command in
the ring. I love
the
fucking alphaness of this. Like, just fucking like, what's up, man? Yeah, fucking push me. You're supposed to push me back, Zach.
Oh, I just,
why
I
does it seem
strike.
So gay when you do it?
What? That. You're fucking, like, come on, let's go.
It's like you're even like rapey, hitting.
I also feel like my hands, I need calluses on them. I've met a few pro wrestlers in my day, like at like meet and greets when I was a kid. Their hands were always so manly and callous. Look at my fucking hands. They're beautiful.
Soft and smooth.
Feel how smooth my hands are. Are they not like the smoothest hands you've ever felt?
They're clammy.
Yeah, they feel like they've been on a lot of dick.
Good. Number three. What else, Shannon, do we got to do?
Get in shape.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. We knew all of these steps, right, by the way, so far.
Skip that one.
So you just have to book far out. Like, book the match from, like, 2 months from
now.
Well,
look, my first match is going to probably be, I'm going to be wearing some sort of, like, tank top.
Yeah, well, Zach's going to be wearing a loose fitting singlet.
I'm going to wear a snowsuit.
Yeah.
Right. I want you both to wear, like, leotards. Just, like, one piece and, like, sparkly boots.
No. I'm not doing that. I have to wear, I also have, here's the thing. I can't wear the traditional wrestling, like, little tight shorts. Because I have a small package and a fat, flabby ass. Yeah. So, and big, fat thighs. That whole thing, God. No matter what shape that I'm in.
And people will be like, is he wearing trunks?
I think the leotard might look better on you. Because it would, like, lift everything up and separate your legs.
I'm doing, like, probably similar to the Dudley Boys. Like, the army cargo short look.
No, you're going
to
dress like New Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah. New Jack. I think I'll get in shape enough to where I can go with no shirt eventually, but I got to get there.
I'm, like, not interested anymore. I wanted, like, more leotards and, like, sparkles.
Okay, leotards. Karen, do you want to be our costume designer?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
You can help with the costumes.
Okay.
Zach, you're coming. The other thing is you got to step away from the, like, you look kind of like the Blue Meanie.
I know, I have to change
so
my look.
So we got
a Blue Meanie?
Yeah,
the
pull
blue
up the Blue
There's
Meanie.
There's a wrestler who looks just, he has my exact body.
Really? Yeah.
And his face.
The Blue Meanie.
And his personality.
It's everything about him. It's just me.
The Blue Meanie.
If you never talked to Zach, this is how you think Zach would talk too.
Oh,
it's 100% me. Yeah.
It's just Zach. That's him. As not. I didn't realize that he was never nothing.
There
the
we
meanie.
Go, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
him. Yeah, so we got to change it up. But that's okay. He's very blue. We got to stay away from the blues altogether. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Next step, Shannon.
You're not going to like this one. Forget about gimmicks, characters, angles, and pushes. Once you learn the basics and mechanics of a wrestling match, you can begin to develop a character. Promoters may choose not to hire you for any reason, including your inability to portray a different character than the one you created for yourself.
No.
Skip that step.
Can I explain you something? They're talking about a normal person. I already have a character that I've been honing for
years. They're talking about
years.
Some ham and egger off the street.
Yeah, some ham and egger.
We will never, you understand, I will never, first of all, my first couple years were going undefeated. I won't even lose my first couple years. I don't think they realize. I'm also, I have a bionic arm like Lex Luthor. My entire right arm
you had
is.
Surgery and there's a fucking metal plate in
there. Yeah, my forearm is surgically
really?
Reconstructed from lead.
How does Tinkle know that?
No, yeah, he's my manager, stupid. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was a manager.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to one designer. Of these independent shows and if they tell me I can't bring my fucking fleshlight in there.
Yeah.
Keep it in the trunk. Fuck off.
Well, you might not be able to call it a fleshlight because of copyright reasons. You have to call it like a fucking pussy,
my
pocket
fucking
pussy.
So what if you murder someone? What if you accidentally murder someone?
It's okay. More better for the character.
Yeah.
More better for the character?
Yeah.
Just wanted
so,
to make sure.
Okay, it would be on the news. I fucking knock someone out and kill someone with a fucking fleshlight.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
The other thing is, why is it that they let like fake managers be characters? Why can't we have like, this is what we should do. We have a manager. We have a costume designer, an agent. We have a personal assistant. We should have an entire team around us.
Personal assistants.
That all have these like personalities that kind of come with us to the ring. Like a whole entourage.
And
we come out like UFC fighters.
You know what the best part is? Everyone is going to be in better shape than the actual two wrestlers.
That's not true. I'm fucking.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Can you show the arm, Shannon? That's coming back.
Wow. Yeah, hold tuck on. That you bottom part under. Jesus.
Right
looks
there
like a saggy tip.
There we go.
Shut the fuck up.
Shoot it like Star Wars, the opening scene.
I'm going to fucking, all right.
He like tries to wrestle with me. He's like, babe, why can't you move? I'm like, you're like a ton of person on me. Like,
she's very
like,
weak
at
grappling.
She's like, you're so weak. I can't move.
So what's the next step,
did you
Shannon?
Rape that woman? She was bad at grappling.
Yeah, her jiu-jitsu sucked.
That was it. Those were the four steps. But there's a second method, and this one includes finding somebody to train you.
See, and that's, I think, that other wicked fucking how had no idea. You need to go get a little bit of training. Now, I already know a lot. So we're talking about minimal training. I think 1 month of training, we could probably get a match. That's not crazy.
I think we could.
I completely 100% agree.
Also, because
agree.
Our fan bases probably intersect with people who like wrestling.
Yes. Yeah. So that's it. Death Erection is fucking coming.
So which one of you fuckers is going to jump off the top rope?
I will jump off the top rope.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights.
I will
Yeah. You're scared of heights.
Zach.
I am.
Zach. You're scared of what?
I'm scared of heights.
Zach, we're going to have a, rise through the hardcore independent circuit. That's actually a funny angle, though.
Dude, if you think about it, jumping off the top rope barefoot, that's pretty fucking... I mean, it looks cool on TV, but it's kind of hard.
It's fine, dude. Hurt. It's literally this hot.
I have a medical condition called fatty fall down a phobia.
I think it'll be funnier to watch little people run into your body and then your flesh like waves like
the
ocean.
He only wrestles fucking tiny guys.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah.
No, but I'll do all like the hardcore moves. I'll like get stapled and...
Yeah, he'll do that shit. I won't do... He'll blade himself. I won't do any
of
that
shit. Yeah, I'll do all that shit.
I'm not getting hepatitis from some fucking... D-level wrestler on a fucking independent circuit.
At some fucking suck carnival parking lot.
Go fuck yourself.
He's not getting hepatitis from his podcast partner.
Oh, shit. Or what about the Gathering of the Juggalos? Why don't we try to get a match at the Gathering of the Juggalos?
That would be amazing.
They would fucking... Because they're a little bit meaner, I think.
I don't care. I can be mean. I don't care about playing rough. Like, I can get into that shit.
No, I mean,
think
the
thing to do would be to try to get...
Just needs like so much professional help.
See that? Zach.
Are you okay?
Look how tough he is. It barely affected him.
Yeah, he looks all right. You okay, Zach?
That must have been great radio.
Zach's like, I quit. I quit the show. I'm taking out a lawsuit against Gas Digital.
He's tapped out on life.
I don't understand what happened.
He just showed off the skills he learned in like stage combat class. They teach everybody that.
Hold on. Was that not pretty good punches?
It was pretty good. I was just scared for Zach. He looked like he didn't know what was going on.
But hold on, Zach. Did it really? It didn't hurt that much, right?
No.
Zach looked terrified.
Because I did good pro wrestling punches. Guys, Zach, give me one.
No.
We're practicing for the fans.
Karen, you give him one.
Karen, give me one. Zach, give me a fucking... You fucking whore.
I think the thing to do would be to try to get booked to do comedy on the Gathering of the Juggalos.
And get a match.
And then come out and cut a heel promo. At wrestling
Love
and piss
film.
Off all the fans and then have two people come beat the shit out of us.
It's a filmmaker yeah. right there.
Oh, that's a fucking great idea.
Great idea.
Dude, I literally want to cry.
Yeah, like we come out, we do the
all
comedy
I want to
show,
do is this.
And then we come out and you're like, you faggot juggalos.
Who the just fuck likes the insane clown posse? You bunch of fat fucking loser drug addicts.
Yeah, I can't believe
Ooh,
you asked
gotta be clean
us
too.
To do comedy.
We gotta be clean. We gotta be straight edge.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking dirty drug addicts. You're probably getting drunk and putting marijuana into your fucking body. Bodies.
And you paid our checks to come here and make you faggots laugh. And then just two guys come out with chairs and kill us.
Oh, it's great. It's great, dude.
That's awesome.
And by the way, I think New Jack would help us too. New Jack, yeah. I know New Jack pretty well. I think that he would, I think it's probably the worst idea in my life to ever have him help us in the wrestling world. Because
He's not really known as someone that's
going to end in us getting hurt. But that's
the
okay.
last time New Jack wrestled a big fat guy, he murdered him in the ring.
It was great. He tried to murder him.
Yeah.
He didn't actually kill
He's
him.
Dead now.
Did the guy die?
Yeah, he died of fat guy surgery, though.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's scary, that guy.
New Jack?
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
He seems like real chemically imbalanced.
No, he's like... No, I love New Jack. I think he's great, and I think he's great on the podcast. I'm a fan of the fucking Gangstas back in the day from ECW. You understand? Like, I was a huge fan of the Gangstas. But he's legitimately kind of terrifying.
Yeah, no, he is.
Yeah, he knows
I just
it.
Told Lewis what I almost did when he was... So,
oh.
So New Jack and Lewis were fighting on Twitter?
We weren't really fighting. We had a spat.
A shitty fan tweeted New Jack something about Lewis using the N-word on the podcast.
Yeah, he's like, how is New Jack going to feel that Legion of Skanks uses the N-word so much on the show? Right? So then I tweeted back to that guy and New Jack and everybody as a joke, nigga, you crazy. So New Jack tweeted back
at me. He doesn't
understand
humor.
There was no, like, he just read, he literally read it as me saying to him, nigger, you are a crazy person. Like, that's what he read it as. Like, and he saw red, so immediately.
And he's had enough therapists tell him that.
Yeah, so he immediately starts tweeting at me. He's like, yo, I don't play that nigga shit. You crazy? I'm coming there tonight. And he's literally on his way to the city to the podcast. And I'm literally going like, we watched him try to murder a person the last time on the show. So I'm terrified. And I call him. I'm like, dude, I was like, I was kidding. I was talking to the other guy.
Before he calls him, we're at Sirius together. And Dum Dum leaves his Twitter open on the computer next to me. So I start tweeting New Jack, rattlesnakes aren't afraid of monkeys. I have it up and I'm about to press send, and Noah at Sirius is like, please don't do that. New Jack will just kill Lewis.
Might have gotten me killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fun. He came in, it was a great episode too, and he got it. When I got him on the phone, I explained, I was like, dude, I was talking to the other guy, and it was a joke. I was saying, you know, ironically, nigga, you crazy.
You had to call him?
I called him, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had to gauge whether or not we should cancel on him as a guest.
Because you were afraid that he was going to hurt you?
He has three justifiable homicides
in real
life.
He's 6'3". He's 270 pounds. I mean,
but now you want to work
really
with him?
He doesn't know how to wrestle. He just knows how to fight.
Yeah, yeah, he's a fucking... he knows how to wrestle, too. I mean, you're on the circuit for that long. Like, he knows how to do shit, but... He's like, in the hardcore wrestling scene, they're notorious. They rough each other up and they take it. When they said that some people take it too far, you don't know how to really fight. It's because shit like that happens.
Yeah, Karen, he was a bounty hunter before he was a wrestler in real life. He killed like three people.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Sounds fun. So,
Can't wait to meet him. Should do cocaine while matches were going on.
Yeah. While matches were going on?
Oh, yeah, like literally on camera.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck.
That's a good time.
It's great. Look, if you could help us out, if you guys are in the independent pro wrestling world, me and Zach, we're fucking... I really mean this. I'm trying to fucking do this. I want to do it.
Yeah, if you train, if you want to train us, we want to film it for Gas Digital and like make a thing of it.
Oh, it'll be great. I love it. I love it. All right, let's... should we do the questions? Yeah, we have to end a little early today. I do apologize, guys. I know we started a little late. We do have to actually wrap at 1:30 because I'm going to yoga. Right, Karen?
Yeah.
Are you excited about this?
Are you going to play the video?
What video? Oh, shit.
That's my favorite thing. Fuck me. It's not this, like, it's probably, should save it. It's a gold mine.
Yeah, it's really long. I think I'm going to save it next week for Legion of Skanks.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I'm going to save it for next week for Legion of Skanks. There's a ghetto mom shaming her son for getting a blowjob.
It's great.
And it's
fucking phenomenal. Who the fuck is Karen Feehan?
pull up the first 30 seconds of the video, Shannon.
It's crazy.
I'll give you a little preview of how great this fucking video
is. It's just crazy.
And next week, Big J comes back in town. We got Duncan Trussell on the show next week as well. And I think that'll be a really fun video to do on Skanks. But I do want to show people what we're talking about because it's phenomenal. Go watch the whole video.
So good.
Shit?
In the shit?
Yeah, it's mad shit in here on the floor. Yo, look at this fucking little girl in here sucking my son off in the fucking shitty room. Look at Shorty. Like, where we do that at? With your mouth? Stop! I know my son, he's a slut. You just sucked like five different bitches' pussy just now. Nasty. Fucking going nobody house sucking dick. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? That's what your mother teach you? That's what your mother teach you to go in somebody's project.
All right. You turn it off. So yeah, we'll be doing that on Legion of Skanks. It's like eight minutes of it.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah,
it's amazing. There was laughter at some points. I felt really sad, and then
yeah, I feel it's sad more than anything else. I go, it's like that level of ghetto, and you see it a lot, like the shaming, like on camera that they do in like the black community. It's crazy. Like,
but then I never laugh so hard. Like towards like the middle of it, she starts saying hi to the people that are watching her on Facebook Live, and yeah. I thought I was gonna die.
I don't know, the mom's a piece of garbage. It's entertaining as shit to watch, but it's kind of sad to kind of go tragic. Like, this kid, that kid, almost no chance to be anything but a piece of shit. When you're raised by, when your foundation is set by that person, that mom who's like, yo, ew, you nasty, you sucking pussy. Like, goddamn, dude. It's kind of, it's very weird because I don't even think they're bad parents. Like, I don't really curse in front of my kid ever. You know, I really, really, truly try not to. Like, I'll slip up once in a while. But, like, I it's kind of a weird thing to kind of watch, like, the other side of parenting like that. And that's the thing where I'm just like, fuck, man, that kid, you know, you talk about, like, systematic oppression. A lot of that systematic oppression comes from the inside and comes from that home. And you, as a parent, you have to fucking not be that to your kid. So I talk about peaceful parenting. And I talk about raising your kid a certain way. Because that kid will go up and fucking rob Tinkle. Not me or Zach, because we're fucking Death Erection. He's going to fuck with us.
I mean, he'll come up to me, but I'll hit him in the face with my fucking fleshlight, with my frozen fleshlight that's been in the freezer for 5 days.
Just filled with cum that you freeze?
That's right.
You should remake that video with James and like a Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Ew, you nasty ass Elmo, letting this nigga tickle you. You know how many toys he tickled?
He motherfucker. Oh yeah, that's funny, dude.
He tickled like five motherfucking toys. She's a terrible.
There's a dog
parent.
Just locked in some bedroom somewhere, and like throughout the monologue, she's like, "Somebody get the dog." Five minutes later, did anybody get the dog?
Well, that's what she's talking about because I guess he took her to another room. And there's shit all over the floor in the room. Yeah. Dog shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you not even embarrassed to go like on camera to go, ew, you took her to the nasty room.
Right.
You took her to the shit room. Like, you have a shit room in your home?
You have a litter box, but yeah. It's a whole room?
There's a shit room in your home.
I thought it was our other kid sleeping on the floor.
Oh, come on. There was like a toddler in the video. There was like a toddler.
Yeah, there's no
the
like awareness. I mean, you're trying to embarrass other people, but you're making yourself look way worse.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, the flagrant hypocrisy. It's just astounding. I thought the performance was incredible.
Yeah, it's great. No.
To my project, like the fact that she just called it her project
that's her world.
Great.
Terrible. All right, let's get some questions going, Shannon.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you know what's up? Real Ask Questions. Wednesday mornings, I always post on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Post your questions if you guys want to get them in on the show. We always try to get to as many as possible. Always love connecting with the fans. It's one of the major differences between me and everybody else in the industry. Very approachable. I'm one of the people. I'm for the people. You know,
I thought a homeless guy was you when I was walking here the other night in like the dark. I was like, oh, it's Lewis.
No, not me. Why was he? Was he for the people? Was he out there like just fucking
every
shaking
day.
Hands, holding babies, kissing babies?
Yeah,
that's
very
me.
Approachable, I would describe it.
Yeah. So here it is, guys. Some questions. Cameron McNairn. Let's see. Yeah, a lot of people are asking about Red Bar Radio and the Anthony Cumia Network, and nobody really gives a shit on the show but me, I think. I don't think you guys really listen to that show, but I'll give my quick opinion on that.
How do you know what we listen to?
You don't listen to fucking Red Bar, do you?
No.
Okay, all right, then.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's another... I've had him on my show before. It's a
He means this show that we're on right now, his show.
I've had him on this show, the show. My show. He's a podcaster out of Chicago. I like him. He's very, he talks a lot of shit about a lot of people, so a lot of people don't like him. A lot of comedians don't like him because he specifically goes on the attack against comedians. But I don't really give a shit. It's just kind of funny. And he had a thing with Joe Matarese. He started shitting on Joe Matarese. He watched an entire... like 2-hour episode of Joe Matarese's live podcast and just spent the entire show shitting on how unfunny Joe was. And he did the same thing to Mike Fenoya, did the same thing to Jamie Killesine. This is kind of what, it's his thing. And you either kind of get it or you don't get it, you know? And I understand if you were under attack, I would understand being annoyed about it, but who really gives a fuck? You know, like who really, people talk shit. Like, what do you, are you?
I've never heard this guy before. So,
apparently Matarese went and contacted Anthony Cumia Network because, Red Bar was doing a show a week on Anthony Cumia Network. And I was like, I'm not going to come on anymore or something like that. And then Keith the Cop went to Red Bar and said, hey, can you stop talking shit on this guy? And they had a whole thing publicly. So Red Bar left Anthony Cumia Network because they were trying to control what he said. And then another person had asked if Keith the Cop had ever tried to tell us what to say. No. Zach Renicki said, did Keith the Cop ever tell OS what they could or could not say? I'd also like to nominate Mike David for Real Ass Dude of the Week. Yeah, no, Keith and them never told us what we can say. And I also understand their position. If you're shitting on friends of their show and you know, people are having difficulty being booked on the network because this guy's shitting on them, I understand the position, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't really give a shit. But no, Keith and them never tried to control what Legion of Skanks said. Keith was always cool. I mean, to this day, like, Keith will call me up you know, when it comes to behind the scenes shit with Gas Digital, you know, we spend a lot of money on bandwidth and hosting, and you know, so I talk to Keith. Me and Keith have conversations behind the scenes, kind of discussing the network side of things, and we pick each other's brains. So I'm friends with those guys, and you know, I think it's kind of, you know, it's all just kind of silly. And to be honest with you, it's good content. So you know, good for all of them for having another week of shit to talk about. All right. Anyway, other things to talk about really quick. Andrew LaForge wants to know any details on when Skankfest 2017 is happening. I'd like to plan my wrongdoings way in advance. It's going to be, I believe, the last week of June. We had to change it because Comedy Central is also doing a comedy festival, and a lot of the people that we were trying to book were on that festival. So it's going to probably be the last week of June. I will announce dates ASAP. It'll be within a week or two. We're going to announce the official dates for Skankfest. Oli Hilden says, how hard did your dick get when Jamie Josta asked Nick Diaz about doing a podcast and doing it for Gas Digital, and Nick did not say no? Yeah, my dick got way hard. I've been talking to Nick Diaz's people behind the scenes about doing something. I think we're going to end up doing a demo with Nick, you know, Nick Diaz show, however we want to, you know, whatever we'll call it. But yeah, Nick Diaz is he's a very interesting guy. And I think if you look at his negotiations and everything that he does with the UFC and kind of how hard he is to nail down for interviews, you kind of see why doing a podcast might be a little difficult. Nick Diaz, knowing who he is, he's the type of guy that might disappear for a month. And not
I like
show.
It. Star you factor. It. Yeah, it's like a rock star factor.
I agree. But he's the only person who could probably do that. Right? Like, if Nick Diaz, here's the truth. If Nick Diaz wanted to do a podcast with Gas Digital,
why would you ever say no?
Yeah, it's just done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even you just have a reliable person there all the time.
Yeah. It would have to be Nick. But even if you did
and
a podcast
he'll be there a lot,
three times a year, it would be worth doing it. Like, literally, it's just Nick fucking Diaz.
Don't I like the other one better, though?
You like Nate better, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you would like Nick if you'd like Nick better if you knew
him. If he got
more.
To know me.
All right. let's see. Any other questions here? Yeah, we got some more. Bum, 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 bum.
I think Mike and I are going to shave midgets tomorrow.
Who's the midget you're bringing in?
I was going to ask you if you knew any.
Nick Novicki, but he's in L.A.
You know any midgets, Zach?
Not off the top of my head.
You
really?
Would be the guy out of the everybody
I know.
In the
I was
room.
Like, yeah, but I'm
not. Definitely... No, I know one in L.A. I don't think I know a New York midget.
Can't be that hard to find.
John Amato wants to know, can you have Shannon explain exactly how she got her dad to pay for her implants? That sounds like one of the last conversations a dad would want to have with his daughter. Shannon, that's up to you. You don't have to do that. Don't feel pressured, but if you don't say it, you never...
I don't care.
We'll be on the show again.
I don't care. I was living in Miami at the time, so I kind of went through my mom first to like prep him that I was going to ask him. And just played the sympathy part where I'm like, you know...
Nobody wants to fuck me!
Look at these skeeter bites. Come on now.
Yeah, I was just like...
What
sympathy
How small
were your boobs before?
Like double A, less than an A.
Like Karen's?
I know, like mine.
I don't know.
Feel them.
Do you want
to feel Karen's? No, don't show them to the camera, you...
I mean, what is your bra size?
I'm
like a 32A.
I was like a 34 double A, so like less than an A.
Shannon, just feel her boobs.
Come here.
Just feel them.
They're out there. They're out there very small.
No, under the shirt.
Smaller. Yeah, no, you gotta feel them under. You don't really know how big they are.
Slow.
And also feel her pussy. Was your pussy that tight?
Your index fingers.
Shannon.
So they were smaller than that, yeah.
I mean, that literally turned me on. Am I crazy?
No, I got some movement.
Legitimately moved my dick a little bit.
Yeah.
So
Go ahead, sorry.
I hope that answers the question. That's it.
So hold on.
Have the conversation.
Wait, were you like... Papa.
So you prepped your mom. You said, Mom, I want boobs.
Yeah.
Like, I want my dad. And does your dad have money?
At the time. At the time, he was like a selling franchises.
He spent it all on my sweet rack.
Then he killed himself. He had a ton of money before he...
No, he was selling franchises of his business. So he was doing...
What was his business?
Well. It was a...
Chick-fil-A.
No, it was like a fitness type business. That's why actually why I was in Miami. I was running one of the locations. And so especially being in Miami and everyone's...
Is it a well-known business?
At the time it was. It's kind of gone by the wayside.
What is
since
it?
Then. It was called Body 2000. It was like an electronic...
Shannon's real last name is Lalaine.
It was like an electronic body sculpting center.
Interesting.
But yeah. So then I finally spoke to him and I'm like, look, like it's... I know it's like a weird thing to ask you, but I think it would help me.
Did you sit him down? Did you take him to lunch?
No, I was over the phone because I was in Miami and they were in New York. So I was like, for my birthday, It'd be great.
Did you drop a bunch of hints first?
No,
like left like a half a bottle of flat soda in the fridge. You're like, that's not good, is it, Dad?
No, I just came out and said it.
You offered him two apples and then two cantaloupes.
Like, what seems better to you?
What do you want for breakfast?
Did you tell him
accept a collect call from Dad? I need tits, please.
Did you tell him how, like, the ones you wanted and how much you wanted him to spend?
No, I said, like, I would start, like, I didn't know how much it was going to cost, so I started seeing doctors and stuff.
So you went to a, for a few consultations?
Yeah.
And did they make you get topless for the consultation?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking perfect scam.
It is.
Perfect scam.
What do you mean, no?
Because think about how many girls come in for the consultation and never get the tits, right?
Right, right, fake tits on the side of a van. What? I have an idea.
Yeah. Scam.
Fucking snow cones and fake tits.
That's a solid scam right there. Because you figure, like, worst case scenario, you're just feeling this chick's little titties. Yeah. Best case scenario, she's paying you a few thousand dollars to make them better. So how much were your tits?
$8,500.
That's very high-end tits right
there.
It
was a lot, and it was like 14 years ago. So they weren't so commonplace.
Yeah,
so inflation, these are $20,000 tits.
Wow.
Sure.
You've had the same ones the whole time?
Yeah, they. I mean, technically they should be redone after 10 years, but they're hanging in there.
You got like Volvo tits.
Yeah, they're going to be classic.
Yeah, you know, you need to change your tits up at this point. You have like the razor of tits.
Lots of tits.
Like, nobody has that anymore.
Flip phone?
You yeah,
you need... Mach 4 tits.
I mean, look, it was pretty impressive
back
then. Your
tits don't even have service underground.
You need to fucking trade it in.
I need money.
My friend's tits are in a museum. She had them taken out because they fucked up her clavicle muscles and stuff. Oof. Isn't that nuts? Yeah, she wrote a whole thing. She had, and this girl, I had encouraged to get implants. I was her college roommate. She showed me her tits. I was like, you definitely should get them because she had one way bigger than the other.
Yeah.
It looked really weird. So she got them, but then after like 2 or 3 years, she had them taken out and they had gone too far down and attached to her muscle, so her muscles all ripped off. Like, she was really fucked up.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fucking put
they
weird
shit in
your body.
They sewed them underneath a layer than they were supposed
to. Yeah, I would be freaking out that, like, there's no way tick technology has not grown leaps and bounds in 14 years. I mean, it's got to be crazy. Shannon, do you have the scar under the tit or through the nipple?
I don't have any scar, but
Shut
it was
up.
Done. I swear to God.
Karen Field.
No, they do the
Karen
thing where they
for
put
a scar.
They do a thing where they put the bag in and then they put the saline and they pump it in.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So
I don't
they
have the scar.
Okay, so that's why it was so expensive back then, because that was back then they used to do a slice under the tit or through the nipple, right?
Yeah, it's the bottom half of the nipple.
So the expensive shit is the one where there's no scar.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Duh. I mean, it was a small incision, and it was gone. There was no scar after, like, 3 months.
So that's, you look like real tits. Nobody can tell that they're fake, or you could tell. I could tell.
I don't know. I have people tell me that they think that they're real. Like, Christine, Big J's girlfriend, thought that they were real.
They were trying to fuck you.
Nice line, Christine.
But I don't know about, because when I feel them, like, I can feel where it is, but I don't know if that's because I feel it from the inside or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, good for your dad. Is he alive still?
Yes.
What's he doing now?
He still kind of works with the same business, just in a different way. Like, he's selling the units instead of running like a service business.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Shannon. Good for your dad for hooking up with some titties. That's pretty nice. Because I can be honest with you with small tits, not attractive. Would not be good. Karen, it works on you. It works on you. It doesn't work on Shannon. She's got like a big tit porn thing. You don't know.
She might have looked.
If you got fake tits, it'd be hilarious.
It'd be really funny. I'd just fall over.
Yeah. So, look, that's the show. That's it, guys. Make sure you go to thegasdigitalnetwork.com. If you're not a subscriber, if you want to watch live, you want to get the chat, the video version of the show, all the archives, and all the other amazing shows of the network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. Get a 2-week free trial. And I was saying this as well. You could just get the 2-week trial and download all the archives. People think, like, who gives a shit? Like, yeah, go do that. Become a fan of the show.
Buy
a t-shirt one day. Yeah. I don't give a shit, you know? Thanks for listening.
We'll
be back next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.